Marshawn Lynch made a brief appearance before the media yesterday. Pete Carroll just holding a press conference this morning, and it's snowing in New Jersey. All factors as we talk about the Super Bowl this morning with KPLU sports commentator Art Teal of Sports Press Northwest. He joins us live from New Jersey this morning. Hey, Art.
Hi, Kirsten. I'm in the team hotel in Jersey City, New Jersey, across the river from Manhattan. And the Seahawks had their morning press conference today. Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson addressed the large group, and the rest of the players have been in a smaller group. The noise you hear in the background is them being interviewed, and all the players were out here, including Marshawn Lynch again. He was in a hotel hallway with about 20 media members and teammate Michael Robinson sitting in a chair with his back to the wall. He was being peppered with questions, all good-natured, nothing, in a way that it was any kind of inquisition. He was obviously anxiety-ridden, nervous. He finally decided he was going to call a halt to it, got up, stood on the chairs, and walked across the chairs that are up against the hotel hallway in order to escape the media press. He was not outwardly upset. He had just had it. He walked away, and just 30 seconds ago, he managed to get out of the hallway and away from the insanity. It was, it was amusing. It wasn't any episode or any incident, but it was, I feel sorry for the guy because he's just beleaguered. This is not his thing. It's really not anybody's thing, but we're still doing it. And he's managed to survive, but yet another episode of the six-minute press conference.
Well, it seems like he stayed a little bit longer this morning than he did at media day yesterday. What have you heard about a possible fine from the NFL? Do you think what he did this morning may make up for that?
Well, I think he's fulfilling the minimum obligations. They don't say how long a player has to be here. They don't say he has to say anything other than a few words. So he's meeting his obligation. I would be very surprised, and I would be very disappointed if they find him. He's trying. This is just not his thing. I understand that, and I hope that the NFL recognizes that not everybody fits. That's what Pete Carroll said in his press conference. He said, we try to understand as a team that we're not all alike and that we have to treat people in a different way and give them room to be themselves. And I always thought that was a pretty enlightened view for an NFL head coach to understand that there are rules that fit everybody, but there are other things about this job that don't necessarily fit every player.
Well, the media was not the only contingent at Media Day yesterday. There were fans there, and I understand the NFL is charging fans to attend Media Day.
Yeah, it's a new phenomenon, charging people to watch people being interviewed. $28.50 was the cost for people to come into the Prudential Center in downtown Newark to watch several thousand reporters interview 100 football players, and they were standing in sitting in the stands. I would guess several thousand fans paid that plus parking to watch the circus. And I guess they got their money's worth because they got a chance to see players, and sometimes the fans would chant their names. Richard Sherman was very enlightened in thanking the folks at New Jersey for hosting and said they did a great, hospitable job, and they all cheered about that. And then the tribute band to Bruce Springsteen was playing a whole lot of Born to Run and other kinds of music. So we felt a very warm Jersey welcome.
Well, it's not very warm this morning. It snowed overnight. So what's that saying about the Super Bowl coming up Sunday?
Oh, I think that's going to be a little bit of a problem in practice today. But the weather is supposed to be benign on Sunday for the game. The high now is being forecast at 31, low in the 20s later in the evening when the game is played. So that'll be all right. It's not going to be any issue with, I think, the game conditions. There's not going to be any wind. And these guys have all played in temperatures in the 20s, so I think they might get away with playing a winter game in New York without having the weather be much of a factor.
You mean New Jersey, huh? That's been the whole thing, right?
That's true, yes. I'm getting yelled at every time I say New York when the game is, in fact, in New Jersey. I am standing in New Jersey as we speak. Thank you, New Jersey, for all your hospitality. I've learned from Richard Sherman.
All right, Art, thanks. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal of Sports Press Northwest will join us live once again tomorrow morning as well as we prepare for Super Bowl 48.